Well, the topic of today's readings is bearing much fruit, much spiritual fruit. Well, many, many, many years ago, more than a half century ago when I was young and living out in Canton Township before all the subdivisions came and it was still the sweet corn capital of Michigan, my mother would put in two large gardens, one close to the house and one toward the back of the field. The one in the back of the field was where she had all her vines, all of her cucumbers, all of her muskmelons, cantaloupes, squashes, and pumpkins. That was always in the back. And when my mother planted, she planted every seed. She'd pack 9, 10, 11 seeds in every one of those hills she would make. And of course, she'd draft me and my sisters to help her in the garden. Helping was translated as weeding. I tell you, the first tool I learned to operate was a hoe, and we learned to weed. Well, my mother also had a marvelous tradition, which I highly recommend to people, taking us every Saturday afternoon to the Wayne Westland Library. And she encouraged us to check out books. And I was like 9 years old, 9 or 10 at the time. And I remember checking out, because they had a big children's section, and it was called A Children's Guide to Gardening. Lots of pictures and things like that. So I went and checked the book out. Came home and I was reading it. And it said, you should only have 3 plants per hill when you're growing vines, like pumpkins or cucumbers or muskmelons. Because this way, every plant will get enough water, the roots will be able to expand, and you'll have a great harvest. If you have too many plants in the hill, they'll crowd each other out. And while you have more plants, you'll get less fruit. So, on my own, without consulting Ma, I went to the back of that field and I pulled out all the plants from all of those hills, leaving only 3 plants per hill. Ah, oh, boy, it looked good, just like the book said. My mother had words I can't say in church. She tried to replant the ones I pulled out, but by then it was too late. And she was disappointed until the end of August, when she had a record number of cucumbers, a record number of muskmelons, a record number of squash, record, everything was a record. I mean, dude, her vines never looked so big, they never looked so good, and she never had such big crops. Now, you would think that that would be the point where I'd be able to share with you that my mother said, son, I'm sorry for those words, and you're a good son, and you'd be wrong. But I'll tell you what, the following year when she planted that garden back there, she put 3 cucumber seeds in a hill, 3 pumpkin seeds in a hill, 3 squash seeds in a hill. Exactly what she did. Yes. Now, less is more. And if you're going to bear spiritual fruit, for a lot of people, I recommend this. Less is more. And this is what I mean. 28 years now, I have been with you as your pastor, and I've got to know a lot of people here and a lot of people's spirituality. And a lot of people try to cram a lot of stuff in a period of time spiritual-wise. They'll have a set amount of time, and they'll try to do 3 or 4 rosaries, or they'll try to do all these novenas, combination thereof, scriptural reflective reading. They try to get it all in. They have a stack of stuff. I've seen them bring it to church before and after Mass, daily Mass, and just try to get it all in their certain amount of time. This is what I would recommend. Keep the time the same, but only do a few things well. Instead of trying to do 3 or 4 rosaries, do 1, but do it slowly. And reflect on the prayers as you say them. And reflect on the mysteries. If you're doing a whole bunch of novenas, pick 1 or 2 out. And then do the novena slowly and reflect upon the message and the virtue that's trying to enhance in your life, whether it's the virtue of mercy or patience or compassion, something like that. So you can really work on that. It'd be the same amount of time. But you'll find it by doing a few things well, as opposed to a whole lot of things in the same amount of time, you will see that your spirituality will grow. And that is the method by which you will grow and bear much fruit as you further deepen your discipleship to the Lord Jesus Christ.